You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, it is the 20th of Safar, 1447. We know in most countries today is already the 21st. Alhamdulillah, we are here in Masjid Abdullah bin Salam in Kelvin. And inshallah, our topic will be regarding the challenges the Ummah are facing, and especially there in Gaza and Palestine. If one just looks at what's happening worldwide, look at Sudan. Do we even understand what is happening in Sudan? What had happened was the Russians and the Sudanese government, they agreed that they will have a military base for Russia. So obviously America must poke their nose everywhere, and they said, no way will we allow this here. Why must we have a military base here in Sudan and we want to control Africa and so forth? But the tragedy is, who did they use? So they use the UAE, and you must finance the whole thing, and then they have the rapid force. How many times they were caught red-handed? Last week or beginning of this week, you see one Emirates airline and Colombian soldiers were there. So they are being financed by them. And who's getting killed? We find 20 million people displaced already. Thousands of people being martyred and murdered, and children dying of starvation. And then the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel says they want to send the Palestinians to South Sudan. South Sudan doesn't have enough food, water for themselves. How are they going to go there and so forth? And obviously they won't go there. So you see the other parts of the world. Now I translated the khutbah from Makkah, Bandar Balila, rendered the khutbah. So our three holiest places, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, is run by the Jews. Whether we like it or not, that's a reality. So Bandar Balila couldn't even use the word, you must remember Yahud. He uses the word Sahayina. So those of you who don't understand the Arabic language, Sahayina means Zionism. But imagine in our haram, they can't use the word Yahud. Sometimes, once in a while they'll use it, but generally they will abstain from it. He never even made one dua for Masjid al-Aqsa, which is our third holiest place. The Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa must make dua at Aqsa. Remember again the Jutlas and the Jews and them, straight away after Jummah, they will put him under house arrest. They will ban him for 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, and you can't enter here again. So all the holiest places, remember this. So the first part of today's talk is, what is Zionism? So Zionism, remember, was already hatched up in the 1917 and so forth. In those days, before that also, but then the Balfour Declaration and so forth. So your mic is in Sakarat. So short it is here, it's like it's circumcised, you know. So this type of... So anyway, that I was telling you about them, the Jews and the Jutlas and the Zionists, remember. So already that time, it was British mandate, and it was worked out already that that piece of land we will give to the Jutlas. They were offered Argentina in South America, and they said, we don't want. They were offered Uganda and these areas, they say, don't want. So you say, what you want? They say, we want Palestine. Now you see, our problem is what? We don't read history at all. Study the history of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demise takes place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Khulafa'i Rashidin is 30 years to the year 41. Then comes the Abbas, then comes the Umayyad dynasty. We have Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu as the leader of the Umayyad dynasty. They ran the affairs for about 90 years. Then comes the Abbasid dynasty. For over 520 years they were in charge. Then comes the Ottoman Empire, more than 600 years. So when they collapsed, so now there was a vacuum because Palestine was under them. So what happens now? So the treachery starts taking place. They tell the Arabs, you are being run, and the people who are in charge of your affairs. You look at the Haramain Sharifain, the Saudis now want to change everything. So you will see all the Turkish architecture and everything. So this was done by the Ottoman Empire. And then what happens when you study the 640 years plus minus, there are two people you should read their biography. One is Suleiman Qanuni. So remember that he ran the affairs of the Ottoman Empire for more than 40 years. He wrote their constitution, Qanun, and he was a master, Suleiman the Magnificent, when he visited Turkey. The sad part is our brothers go to Turkey, sisters go, they're more interested in Turkish delight and all these type of things. You need to read the history and understand what really, what contribution they made to Islam. Then you should read about Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, the second Abdul Hamid, the Zionist, the founder of Zionism, Hazel. Hazel met Sultan Abdul Hamid and told him that your Ottoman Empire is drowning in debts. We will give you millions and billions of pounds that time so that you can settle your debts, but you must give us a small portion of Palestine. This Mu'te Mu'min, this Mu'mina Kamil, this true believer, Sultan Abdul Hamid, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, what he said? He said, this land of Palestine does not belong to me, it belongs to the Ummah. I will not even give you few dust also of Palestine. You can cut my body to pieces, but I will never give you any portion of Palestine. See the people, what sacrifices they made at that time already. So they knew that they need to eliminate them. The British came, and then you must remember, after World War II, the squatters came. They are squatters and invaders. So the Jutla started coming. There was sympathy for them. Hitler did this. All the story of 6 million, it just was a big fairy tale. I'm live on air. They're recording me. So remember that if you want to speak of 6 million, then you must remember there are 6 million currently Palestinians in the diaspora, and each one of them needs to come back. So therefore, when the Jutlas and the Shaitan say they're building so many houses and so forth, this morning also I mentioned it, very good, build those houses. Insha'Allah, our Palestinians will be living in that houses there. It's pakki pakai roti, and that is system of Allah. We don't understand how Allah Ta'ala's system works. You who are ulama, you are students, those of you who know the Arabic language, you should be reading the work, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya. What did the Quran Sharif speak about? Remember the issue of Palestine. Quran is not some history book or geography book or book on science. Quran is a book of guidance, and it will give us guidelines. All times, all places, all circumstances. I'll read the verses for you just now. So what happens? They came there 45, 46, 47, begging the Palestinians, please give us place here. Palestinians, mashallah, hearts of gold. But in the Arabic language, we have a saying, Sam min kalbak ya akulka, you have a puppy. You fed that puppy so much, you made it big, it became a bulldog, now it wants to eat you up. That's exactly what's happening there today. So now they already said where the Palestinians are, and they don't have any arms, ammunition. The terrorism started by the Zionists before the apartheid regime of Israel was established. Go read what happened in 46, 47 and all that. Israel was established 14th May 1948. You see, today is India Day, India's Day of Independence. Yesterday was Pakistan Day of Independence. So Israel Day of Independence, as they call it, is 14th May. So before that, 46, 47, They were already massacring the Palestinians and so forth to drive them out from there. So anybody outside, even our Muslims got no sense half of them. You must remember that. They will say Hamas started this. Hamas, our leader, why you are feeling so shy to associate yourself with Hamas? You must say, we are Hamas. Let the Jutlas hear what they can do. See, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah, I just sent out his communication now while we were traveling. Wednesday, 5:30, his son was kidnapped from his shop. Seven guys came, kidnapped him all day. He is Waliullah, he cries to Allah everything. Thousands of other people cry to Allah. Yesterday our brothers went and they rescued him. The enemy's people who wanted, they wanted 5 million. They didn't pay 1 cent, you see. So this is what you have to do. You fight fire with fire and you show we are not cowards and so forth and so on. So that is what they did, mashallah. They went inside, they rescued Hafiz Ishaq. He's back home with his wife and his 6 children, or Hazrat Maulana, and they didn't have to pay a cent. It was me and you. We will run here, but we forget we have to turn our focus more and more to Almighty Allah. So let's come back to this issue here. So these people here, they started the terrorism. This is 46-47. Hamas, our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, started Hamas in 1987. You started terrorism in 46-47. And now you want to blame Hamas. But 40 years later, they only came into existence. But how can a Muslim today answer this? When a Muslim is only busy with the movies and the soccer and cricket and all futile haram activities. Think properly, what are we doing with our life members? So quickly, Zionism, 4 objectives. Objective number 1, they said we want Palestine out, we want Israel. So whether we like or we don't like, it became the first country to recognize them, America, then all the other Western countries, Russia, everybody. Then they said, when David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister, said, if you study the Hebrew and translate it to Arabic, they said, La qimata li Israel bidun al-Quds. What good is there if we have Israel, but we don't have Baytul Maqdis, we don't have Baytul Muqaddas, we don't have a capital. So 1967, Moshe Dayan came. You know Moshe Dayan, the small Dajjal who had a patch on his eye. So remember, he came right to Aqsa and said, now victory. 67, they occupied, now we're in 2025. You work out the maths yourself. So we got no say there. I just told you the example of the khutbah. If they tell you, you can enter Masjid al-Aqsa, you can enter. If they tell you, Mamnu, get out from here, you can't enter. Today in Jumu'ah, thousands of people were not allowed to enter Masjid al-Aqsa. We at their mercy, what humiliation and disgrace this Ummah is facing. We over 1 billion, we say. Jutlas are 20 million. Jutlas in the whole world are not even 20 million. It's an indictment upon each one of us. You see what has happened to us, South Africans. I'm South African, my family is here over 100 years. So Allah says, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. You live like kings. 90% of us, 80% of us. So once we get used to our comfort lifestyle, then to speak about jihad, to speak about sacrifice, it seems like you're speaking some foreign language, you're speaking to aliens or something. That is the truth. So, وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادَ سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلَّةِ. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. The day that you, the Ummah, you leave out the jihad, Allah will appoint upon you such disgrace and humiliation. Look at the Saudis. Remember that, helping the Israelis. Last week, remember there in Italy, they caught a big ship filled with arms via Italy, going to Israel, supplied by the Saudi regime. This nobody can deny, remember. They tried their best, but they can't camouflage it. The people in Italy, non-Muslims had, they had that ghira, they had that self-respect. They say, this arms we will not send to Israel, but supposed to be Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, supposed to be people looking after the Haramain. I tell you openly, whether you like, don't like, is your business. Your Saudi leaders, your Emirate leaders, your Jordan, Egypt leaders, your Bahrain and Morocco, كلهم مرتدون غدارون خبيثون. Whole lot of them are kafir, non-Muslim, and they're out of the fold of Islam. I speak about the rulers. People are good people, but what can they do? Their armies are there, their police are there, and they will just kill them. Yesterday was 14th of August. What happened 11 years ago? Hafiz Muhammad Mursi, he was removed from power 11 years ago. And when the people of Egypt stood up, they massacred them. And then they tortured him, and then Hafiz Dr. Muhammad Mursi was tortured in jail. But we don't read, we don't know our history. A nation that does not know its history will never have a future. You use, don't waste your time. Remember that life is very short. Every day, first word, first commandment, Allah revealed, Iqra, read, read, read. What did you read yesterday till today? Who won the soccer match? Who won this? Who is busy with whose girlfriend? And all that, you ask the boys, what you're doing? You say, I'm sending emails to the females. So that is our life today. We're addicted to this cell phone and hell phone and so forth and so on. But Quran, we don't have any time. Sunnah Mubarakah, we don't have time. History of Islam, we don't have any time. So you should read all this, then you will be motivated, inspired. So number 148, Israel was established. 67, they declared Jerusalem eternal, undivided capital. Do you even know what it means, my brother? Eternal, undivided capital. You see now again, cross-reference. It is the month of Muharram. It is the 70th of the Hijrah. This side are the Muslims. This side they are on the opposite side of the Jutlas. It's known as Ma'rikatu Khaybar, Ghazwa-e Khaybar. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tomorrow hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَأُوْتِيَنَّ الْغَايَةِ, I will give this flag and banner to that person. May يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. And وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and he loves Allah and Nabi alayhi salam. Every Sahabi said, Umar said, I wish I will get that banner. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the next day, Ayna Ali? Where is Ayna Ali? Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not feeling well, he's right there at the back, he said, call him. The Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali, gave him the banner and flag, but told him, oh Ali, La ayyahdiyallah, all this in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Mishkat and various compilations, authentic. La ayyahdiyallahu bika rajulan wahida. This is before the battle ensues. That if one person embraces Islam because you made some effort, then it's khayrul laka min umri na'am, it's better for you than all the red, red camels. You go outside here, you will see some Ferraris, you will see some Bentleys, you will see some Porsche, some smart works. It's better than all that put together if one person embraces Islam. When the battle starts, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu goes out first, and the enemy, the Jutlas, they are first, their biggest warrior comes out. Mirham, in less than a minute, Sayyidina Ali dispatched him to Jahannam. Then remember the battle started. There was a big fort, all of you going for Umrah, and from Medina you should go to Khaybar. 1.5 hour you'll be there. Today everything is open. I've been there with Allah's help, and you will see the forts are there. There was one fort there, Qaboos. Nobody could smash that door. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came and he smashed that door. What was Sayyidina Ali saying, my brothers? This is the lesson I want to share with you. Go open Muslim Sharif and see, while his sword is in his hand, he's reading the poetry, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, analladhi sammatni ummi al-haydara. I am the person my mother called me Haydar, Haydar Iqarrar. I am the lion of Islam. Come one by one, you Jutlas. And this is what inspires our children, our Mujahideen. You heard of Anas Sharif? 240 journalists martyred, murdered by the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime. And all this America, Europe, the Arab regimes whose name I took, all accomplice in this massacre and genocide. They are supporting them materially with arms and munitions. Anas Sharif, one of the biggest correspondents of Jazeera, they begged him, leave Gaza, oh Ummah, when are you going to learn some Arabic? He wrote a letter, ye to aap zar ke saath likhne ke qabil hai. You should take gold and write his sentence. He said, lan akhruja min Gaza illa ila al-jannah. I will never ever leave Gaza. My next stop will be Jannah. Inshallah, that has happened. That he showed this ummah. When this ummah loved shahadat and martyrdom, then Sayyidina Ali and them, they will love the martyrdom. 17th Ramadan, in the year 40, the enemy came and they martyred Sayyidina Ali. What was Sayyidina Ali's last words, brothers? Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. The blood is oozing out, gushing out. And he says, Ya Allah, I have given my life, I made the supreme sacrifice for you. I am successful, I take qasam on the one who controls the Kaaba, Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Me and you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj. One Mawlana, one Amir Sahib is with you. You say, Mawlvi Sahib, make dua. So Mawlvi Sahib made dua. Ya Allah, mari Umrah ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, I will Hajj taif. Ya Allah, mari Hajj ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, Medina ki maut nasib farma. Let us die in Medina. They all become Hanafis. So you ask them, I experienced this so many times. We should take groups. Now halat have changed, we don't go. So remember, ask them, who tell you what happened? The men will say that the riyals and the dollars are. Kala, who tell you? Say, Kala, say, you want to die, but Amreni, the shopping is still left. So much love for this dunya. We can't even say Ameen for the death in Madinah Munawwara. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu wadda, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, who opened the manaqib of Medina, the last hadith. Allahumma suqni shahadatan fi sabili, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me death, grant me martyrdom. Grant me martyrdom in your path, Ya Allah, and make my death and demise here in Medina Munawwara. Normally, you would have to go out, but Allah accepted this dua. He's performing Fajr Salat and he came, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper with the dagger, it's dark Fajr time. He stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he collapses, and Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu comes, makes istikhlaf, continues with the Salat. Sayyidina Umar asks, who stabbed me? They said, Fayruz. Just to digress for a minute, people today are very sympathetic for the Shias and Iran and so forth. I've been to Iran in 2013. It was a Friday, 5th of Rabiul Awal, 2013. You must go to a place called Kashan. Kashan is famous for all these carpets and so forth, Persian carpets. So there, these Kufar Shias have built a mazar, a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And I saw it with my own eyes, and they named it Shuja'uddin. You are the bravest person, one of the bravest person. You did us a big favor by murdering Umar. Allah forbid. And you want to come tell me these characters are Muslim? Till today it's there. No Shia can refute it. I challenge them how many times. So brothers, you need to understand what we are talking about. The third aim is what's happening now this week. The shaitan of Deya said, we are going to divide the West Bank into two. And then, this is part of Eretz Israel, Greater Israel. You see, brothers, now you have a mic also, I have to hold it anyway. You see this? This is the flag of Israel, white flag. On top, it's got a blue line, bottom a blue line. That blue line is not some decoration or something. It's a smack in the face of every Muslim. That when they speak of Eretz Israel, it includes Khaybar. Khaybar, which is part of Saudi Arabia today. That Khaybar where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu won the battle and he was given the title of Fatih Khaybar. So that Khaybar is part of their plan. Part of Syria, part of Lebanon, part of Saudi, part of Gaza, part of everything they want. The Jutla says they want peace. It's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. Just steal. Tata Zongke. Keep on stealing, murdering. That's the shaitans of theirs, you must remember that. But Allah has a system. So that they are busy with. What is the final objective? Final objective, wake up from your slumber, O Ummah, brothers, sisters and children. Let me draw a parallel and then you will understand what I'm speaking about. I've been with Allah's help 5 times, now they kick me out, they say you can't come. 89 when I went, so from Masjidul Aqsa you go 1 hour. 1 hour because of the taftis, the checkpoints, otherwise it's much nearer. A place called Khalilur Rahman, Hebron. So there, when you enter the masjid, it's just slightly bigger than this masjid. When you enter the masjid, on your left hand side, you will see Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam buried there, and Sayyidah Sahara radiallahu anha next to him. Then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam and his honorable wife Rifqa buried there, Rebecca. And then next to him, behind him is who? Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam and his honorable wife buried next to him, Layya. So this masjid, yeah, so this masjid got a very, very great historic, you understand, importance. So 89 I went, we read Salat there. 92 we went, we read Salat there. 15th Ramadan, Friday, Baru Goldstein, you see the shaitan, his name comes in the newspaper and on TV and whatever. Ben Gwe and this Baru Goldstein, they were the best of friends. They said we must kill as many Palestinians as possible. Yesterday what he did, Ben Gwe? He went to jail. He met Marwan Barghouti. Marwan Barghouti is in jail for how many decades? He told him, I'm telling you now, you will never beat us. We're going to erase you and defeat you. So in jail he's telling him this because he's got his police and that. If they have to come one to one, then they know what will happen. So nevertheless, that is yesterday's news. Let's give you this history. So 1994, 15th Ramadan, for this time, you know how big the masjid is. Baru Goldstein enters the masjid with his gun, his Uzi. While the people are performing salat, he shoots them premeditated murder cold-bloodedly. 29 of our brothers became shuhada, their martyrs in the masjid. Others succumbed to the injuries, approximately 70 of them shuhada. The road next door is called Tariqu Shuhada. The Palestinians are not allowed to use that road. They can't walk there, they are cousins. They give them different number plates. Foreigner, we can go, but they will search you and trouble you and harass you and so forth. So that is what happened when? 94. 98 we went, we see Israeli style justice. They stole half the masjid, they partitioned it. Front portion for you Muslims, back portion for them. Then 2000 we went again, 2002, same thing. Now what they did, that masjid in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, was under the Oqaf. Now they have taken away, Palestinians got nobody for them, so they said, we're going to run the show. One of our holiest masjid historically, imagine the Jutlas are in charge. Now they are increasing, they are a crook can never become an owner. You see, that I sent out today or yesterday. A crook can never become an owner. So now they're crooking the world with even our masjid. They're bringing their portion nearer and nearer. They leave one, two serfs just for the Muslims, and that also how much problems to enter the masjid and so forth. So what they did, because the Ummah is fast asleep. If I ask you, yeah, 100 of you, how many of you knew it? I can tell you that 90 of you didn't know it. That is the truth. This Ummah, khame ghaflat mein hai. We totally in our own Alice in Wonderland, in dreamland. Don't you read? Don't you feel anything for Gaza, for Palestine, for the Shuhada? So my brothers, you must remember, they want to pull the same stunt here with Masjidul Aqsa. Every day they busy. That excavation, preventing the people, that they came this year, a record amount of mustawtinin, you ulama, you students who know Arabic, learn the Arabic terminology. Mustawtinin are the settlers. More than 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, if you put the statistics together, have entered Masjidul Aqsa. And what the Palestinians can do? The police are there, the army are there, they carry out their rituals, everything. So that is the ultimate aim, to demolish and abolish Masjidul Aqsa, and thereafter replace it with Haikal al-Sulaymani, the Temple of Solomon. My question to you is this, in the last 2 minutes I have, my brothers, that why don't you go to Aqsa? You can go to Dubai, you can go to London, you can go, yeah. You perform Hajj, you perform Umrah. When are you going to show some solidarity with Aqsa? When? We are South Africans. Till now you can still go. So they might ask you some questions. So when will you go? When Masjidul Aqsa is occupied then completely? When will you go and put your hand on the head of the yatim there? 1992, when we read 15, 16 ulama with Allah's help, one father and son, we became close. So I told Kaka, we were still under apartheid. I told him he's 8-9 years old. I told him, Kaka, my heart is telling me I must take you back to South Africa. I was facing Aqsa and he was facing me. So I told him, Kaka, Dad, by the morning you can go to school, afternoon madrasa, as the system we had that time. Young boy gave me an answer. Till that day, from that day, I always think of it. What iman Allah has blessed them. He turned around and pointed to Aqsa. Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa and South Africa. If I live here, who will defend Majnun Aqsa? Do we even have this? Our children all day busy with cell phone. Buy me this chocolate, buy me this gadget, buy that gadget. Spoiled brats they are. Let me be honest here, I didn't come here to curry favor with any person. 90% of our children are spoiled brats. That's why you find the divorce rate is spiraling out of control. Because you did not make their tarbiyah. You did not deter them. Go now September, October holidays. Go December holidays. Take your children. They won't allow you in Gaza. They will allow you in Jerusalem. They will allow you in Nablus. They will allow you in Hebron. You just carry your passport everywhere and show them this are the real life. These are the Mujahideen. Not these Najdis and Wahhabis and all of them. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He refused to make dua for the Najdis. Do you even know what is Najd? Your Riyadh, the capital of Saudi, that is Najd and all. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Allah protect Majidul Aqsa. May Almighty Allah make us part of the army that will liberate Palestine and make our Fatima on demand. We thank all the trustees, all the Imams and Musallis. I think now is time for goodbye and salat, inshallah. Wa akhru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, al-Malik al-Dayyan, al-Qawi al-Sultan, al-Hannan, al-Mannan. الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن الكريم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم من ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملؤونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصي مددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا. اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم ارنا عجائب قدرتك. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المستوطنين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Switch off all the cell phones please and inshallah straighten the rows. Your brothers who stand there at the back is very bad yet, you know. You come late, you stand there at the back. A sign of nifaq and hypocrisy to come so late and then we run away early. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really was very upset with that. خَيْرُ صُفُوفِ الرِّجَالِ أَوَّلُهَا وَشَرُّهَا آخِرُهَا. The best serve for the man is the one right in front and the worst serve is the one in right at the back.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله لا رحمة الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك جلال لكم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتونين وإنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب رسولك وحب عمل يبلغنا حبك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم ورحمة
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.